Our guest analyst this afternoon, Brad Paulson, president of Northern Crops Marketing and Investments. And Brad, kind of a tough day in this bean market. Just kept sliding all day long.
Yeah, they're weak all day long. They had an agency out of Brazil increase their crop 2 million tons from 115 to 117 on the beans. Their corn crop's probably getting bigger also. Things keep rolling along pretty good in Argentina. And, you know, technically we took out those March 29th lows the day of the negative crop report and found some sell stops under there. So it's kind of a combination of fundamental and technical action there today in the beans.
I guess the rest of the grains, looks like the wheat kind of came around here toward the end of the day.
Yeah, wheat's been pressed here pretty hard for about the last 20, 30 days here. It's getting to the point where, you know, they got to maybe think about buying some acres again. Funds keep selling these corn and wheat and beans across the board. They're adding to already record short positions in the case of corn and some of the wheat contracts. East European is offering new crop wheat out from August on, about $20 a ton cheaper than U.S. values currently right now. That's kind of been a pressure on the market, but we got a long ways to harvest here in July, August, too, and a lot of things can go wrong. It's still relatively dry in Ukraine, Eastern Europe, although they did get some rains this past week. That's the other thing that pressured the wheat. But there is other problems in the world. Australia's wheat area is about a third of that, still too dry. So, and we got to watch the weather here, too. You know, we've definitely warmed up here, and it looks like we're done with this very cold, well below normal temperatures, back to normal to above normal temps. But to the extent of miles, looks like we could get normal to above normal rains up in the spring wheat area here going forward late in the forecast.
Yeah. Over in the cattle side of things, kind of a choppy two-sided trade there today.
Yeah, it is. Their funds, again, there continue to add to their long positions there. Looks like those Aprils closed down a dime and June's up a nickel, so pretty quiet action there. Hogs down almost a buck in the June contract. So a little profit taking there. Still unknown what China wants to do, and you know, hopefully you know, we continually get fed news every other day that they're getting closer to a trade agreement with China, and it just can't come soon enough.
Yeah, exactly. All righty. Anything else we need to be talking about?
The crude oil backed off today after a friendly inventory number, just down 20, 25 cents in crude, but we did make new highs. We did see a draw in crude oil of 1.4 million barrels and also a draw in the products of 1.1 million barrels in gasoline and 400,000 in the distillates.
Brad Paulson at Northern Crops Marketing and Investments.